Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about the mask mandate. The mask mandate. Judge down in Florida, named Catherine Kimball Mizell, said that it was unconstitutional. Well, actually, she didn't say it was unconstitutional. She said it was not authorized by Congress, unlawful for the CDC to impose a mask mandate. What happened was initially the Biden, it was only going to be extended a few more weeks. So the Biden administration said, well, okay, let's see what the CDC says. The Center for Disease Control then came out and said this would be a terrible thing given the spike in infections. So the Biden administration is appealing. What's the backstory on this? The backstory is she's a federal judge put in by Trump. She was confirmed 49-41 when the Republicans controlled the Senate. She was a law clerk for Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court. She's a member of the Federalist Society. The American Bar Association, which is actually a fairly conservative association and its leadership leans Republican, rated her as not qualified. Sent a letter to the Senate saying she is not qualified to be a federal judge. And they were very kind to her. They said she's basically just out of law school. She's very young. She's been out of law school 10 years, but she's never tried a case. She's never, either as first chair or second chair, done a case. All of her work has been political work in the Trump Justice Department because she was a Clarence Thomas clerk and because she was in the Federalist Society. She went with a private firm for a few months. She has no beans about the law. So it gets assigned to her, and it was a political decision. And let me tell you something. I'm a member of the American Bar Association and the Wisconsin Bar, and we take our profession very seriously. And it's not a matter of politics. The American Bar Association, if anything, frequently is accused as leadership of tilting slightly Republican. But above all, they have integrity, and above all, they care about the standards in the profession. You don't just take somebody right out of law school who's never practiced law in any meaningful way and been a political type in a, you know, she was one of the ones that would research memos on immigration, on anything having to do with the Federalist Society position on any cultural issue, LGBT, that kind of thing. And then they put her in as a federal judge. And the ABA said to the Senate, we rate her unqualified. That, let me tell you something, up until not too long ago, that was the kiss of death. If you go into a doctor and there's a sign on the wall that says that the American Medical Association has looked at this doctor's credentials and what he's accomplished and rates him unqualified, you'd walk out. The medical and the legal professions like to govern themselves, and they take it very seriously. What Trump did is he appointed a lot of judges who were deemed unqualified. Now, she was not deemed unqualified for any moral reason or that she was a bad person. They said, look, you know, I think with some seasoning, we'll look at it again, but you can't take somebody who's relatively recently out of law school and never meaningfully practiced law and never been in a courtroom trying a case or as a first or second chair litigator is what we call it. So pick somebody else. And no, Trump and Moscow Mitch rammed her through. And they got a dividend out of it because she is nothing more than a Federalist Society Clarence Thomas law clerk sitting there making a political decision. And what she said was she looked at the statute, says that the CDC, as a matter of public health, can take such actions as deems necessary. And one of the words used was sanitation. And she said, and this defies the law ever since the CDC was formed and even before it was formed, people wore masks going back to the flu in 1918. They called it the Spanish flu. It actually originated in China. They called it Spanish flu because the English had fought with Spain. And there were Anglophiles in our State Department. That's why they called it the Spanish flu. It had nothing to do with Spain. It was China. But in any event, that flu killed a lot of people, and people wore masks. Then the CDC came along after that and they said we should wear masks on airplanes. A lot of people still are. And Catherine Kimball Mazel, recently out of law school, deemed unqualified by the American Bar Association, made a political decision as if she was sitting in the Trump Justice Department. There's absolutely no integrity to that decision. There's no authenticity to that decision. I'm hoping that an appeals court will reinstate the ban immediately, because appeals take a long time, and there'll simply be more infections because of this. That's the background of it. An unqualified, ABA unqualified federal judge has said that you got to yank the masks because Trump's against masks. That's really what it comes down to. This is very sad. Development in Wisconsin politics. Interview with Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson said he is grieving over his decision not to run for governor this time. And it wasn't his decision, but his family, especially his daughters, wife and daughters, Kelly Thompson and others, his daughter, very well-regarded people, decided, or they advised him that they thought he shouldn't do it. But then he said something that will reverberate, and you are going to see an effect of it, I think, shortly. Tim Michaels is the CEO of a construction company, the Michaels Construction Company. He's a Republican, conservative Republican, but he's not a Rebecca Clayfish Trump Republican. He's more of a Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney Republican. In fact, even more moderate than that, he's a Tommy Thompson Republican. In any event, he told Tommy Thompson, according to Thompson, I won't run if you run, but if you're not going to run, I will. I think that's good news, and I say that as a Democrat. I think that's good news. Why do I think that's good news? The Republican Party is spiraling into a fascist party that wants to destroy our democracy. There are more than 400 bills in legislatures around the country to interfere with our right to vote, make it more difficult, and frankly, take away the right to vote. What do I mean by that? There are bills, and there's going to be one that would be signed by Clayfish that would say that when it comes to presidential electors starting in 2024, the legislature picks them. The presidential election, the presidential primary election is, the presidential general election is simply a beauty contest. And that's true in Arizona and elsewhere. There's a constitutional question whether that's valid, but unfortunately, I think that the Federalist Society judges on the Supreme Court would say that's valid. Michaels would veto that. Michaels would stand up for our democracy. And that, to me, right now, is the most important issue facing our country, which is the lurching to fascism. And it's important to nail down in the Republican Party some insurance against the what if. What if the Republican won? You may not vote for the Republican. You may not want the Republican. But what if the Republican won? And if it's a Trump federally, or if it's a Clayfish here, our democracy is going to be destroyed in this state. And it's going to take generations to restore it, if ever. So everybody should root for Michaels to run and to beat Clayfish. And a message to Michaels right now is this: run. Because Nicholson can't win, Ramtin can't win. Clayfish is despised by Trump because she was Walker's cheerleader, and Walker disparaged Trump and dropped out of the presidential race because he said, I have to have somebody that can beat Trump. Trump will not endorse Clayfish. That means the various Trump types are not going to be crazy about her. And then you have a real penetration in the regular Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins and always. Matt Flynn, director, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.